Hey all, thanks so much for joining my podcast today. Really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this topic I want to talk about today. Always a pleasure to, you know, be able to do this, and also very grateful for you to for you taking the time today to listen to this. So today's podcast topic is, when do you know you've made the right choice, or how do you make the right choices in life? Some examples of choices could be your friends, the job you take, where you live, the person you date, the person you marry, you know, things that you make a decision in the moment, but it affects your future as well. So, you know, the present really having effect on your future. It's not necessarily the choices that you make by going to the gym or eating healthy or reading for productivity, because that's all in your control, right? What these kind of choices are ones that are kind of out of your control, right? Like, you make a choice to be friends with a certain person. You make a choice to go into a certain career. A lot of things in a career and a lot of things in your friendship is out of your control, right? When you're in the gym, you're working out, that's fully in your control. When you're eating, you're choosing what you eat, you're digesting that, that's your choice, right? When you're reading, you're the only person reading. So when I talk about making a choice in this scenario, this situation, it's making a choice where there are other parties involved or other factors involved that can affect you in different ways. One of the things that kind of instigated me thinking about this topic, is my friend asked me if he should be making a career move or not, and a potential location move or not. And I told him it's very difficult to make a choice in the present that may have a big impact on your future, because you can't tell your future, you can only tell the present. So when you're working out, for example, or eating healthy, you know that that's probably going to be a good outcome from that present choice in the future. But when you make a career move, you don't really know. You could get a promotion, more money, better location, and that could be a positive for the future in your mind in the present. But you don't actually know, because there's a lot of different factors involved. You could, let's say, move to a warmer place, but find out that there's a lot of allergens that irritate you, or you actually don't like the sun and, you know, whatnot. You could get a job that pays more money, but in the end, the people there are not as nice as your last job, and the hours are worse than the last job, right? There's always costs to benefits, and there's always risk to decisions, right? So the question that he had, or, you know, I also had, was, how do you make the right choice? Now, choice in these situations. Now, I'm not an expert at all. There's a lot of people who wrote a lot of different books about this, how to make choices and how to take a step back and have perspective on things. But seeing that this podcast is called Choose Your Perspective, and we do talk a lot about how do you deal with life and life's doings, I felt like I did have a somewhat of a place to talk a little bit about it. First of all, no one here could tell the future. Not you, not me, not my friend, no one in my life, no one in other people's lives, no one can tell the future. So if someone comes up to you and say, like, yeah, that's a great career choice, that's a great living choice, that's a great partner choice, they don't know, you don't know, no one knows. Future is unknown. That's totally fine though, right? It's totally fine that it's unknown, because we can still control our perspective on how to deal with this, right? We can still have a positive outlook, an optimistic outlook, a disciplined outlook on how we deal with the future and the future comings. If we're going to get into a career that turns out to, you know, be dark and not the best opportunity, we have a choice on how we deal with that and how we react to certain situations during that situation. So that's something to remember, you know, to start with, is focus on your perspective and your discipline on your mindset, you know, before you do any of this, right? You should be going into a choice with a positive, optimistic, and disciplined mindset, and someone who is ready to take things slowly rather than dive into things too fast, right? That's another thing, right? A lot of us sometimes just shoot the gun and start and make a choice, and we don't really think things thoroughly. So that's number one, right? Have the right mindset when making a choice, and have the right mindset when you made that choice, right? When you go into that situation, whatever it may be that you decide to go into, have the right mindset. Don't change from the person you used to be, right? Have that same successful, positive mindset that you did in another situation and bring it to this one, because chances are you'll probably have a better outcome because that has worked for you in the past, right? If you get a promotion, for example, don't change your mindset from what you did before, because having that mindset allowed you to get that promotion, right? And that's the same thing. If you want to make more friends, if you want a relationship, use the things that got you there to get further. And that's something I spoke about in several podcasts before. But that's something that a lot of people forget. They feel like they have a new role, they're in a new situation, they have to change themselves. But while we have to change maybe some of our actions to be more successful in this given role, we don't have to change who we are, nor how we think, nor how we have deal with situations, how we have perspective on certain situations. So that's number one. Number two is understand the cons and the pros of any situation. And I think a really great way to do this is to write them down so you can visualize them and you can actually get them out of your head and onto a piece of paper to see them. And also, you know, first of all, to write them down, to get them out, and then also to see them. Sometimes you'll see things that you may have not thought you knew because you basically allowed your mind to digest it. Your mind is very, very murky sometimes. There's a lot of different things moving in. And I think there's a lot of power in writing things down or talking about it. That's why people go to therapy. That's why people write books. That's why people have diaries. And that's why I do this podcast. I think it's really powerful to get your thoughts out rather than just have them stuck inside your mind. So that's number two, right? Get it out of your mind. Write it down. Talk to people about it. I think that's another really great thing. Call your friend. Talk to your family. Have an outside view, because sometimes they see things that you may not see. A lot of times people get into relationships and they see all the good, but then they need someone else to tell them, hey, like, this doesn't really seem good for your health. I'm actually kind of nervous for you. Or, hey, I don't think this job is good for your health. I don't think you should do it, for someone to really realize that they're not in the right situation. I knew someone as well who was in a situation where they thought it was a great opportunity, but people around them who cared about them saw that it was actually hurting them. And they said, hey, listen, I don't want to tell you what to do, but I do see this situation being more of a negative to you than a positive, because just how you've changed when you're around me and around other people. So don't be afraid to listen to other people as well. That's kind of, you know, combined with two, like, listen to yourself by getting a third person view, or second person view by getting it out of your mind, but also get a third person view by getting someone else who's not you to look at it, right? We want to choose our perspective. We want to control our perspective, but sometimes other perspectives other than ourselves can be really beneficial and can help us see things that we don't see. Number three is, I really think while taking risk is necessary in life, if you want to get rewards, right? We always have to take some kind of risk. Have a plan, right? Have a makeshift plan as much as you can, right? You can't plan for everything, right? You can't plan for everything. I've heard crazy stories, and sometimes these stories are just like you couldn't make any of it up. But a lot of times there are situations which are more common where you can protect yourselves against it. So let's say you're moving for a job. Let's say, you know, you have a great opportunity. Maybe you decide to take it. Great. Have a backup plan. Have an understanding that if this doesn't work out, I can go look for jobs here. I can go move back here. I have a good grounding. I have good people in my life that will, help me get up. Like, that's important, right? A lot of times people will go into a situation without any plan and kind of just wing it, right? And that's okay to a degree, right? Like, sometimes you do have to wing it, and sometimes you have to just go with the flow. And that's very powerful in a lot of ways as well. It can work out really well. But sometimes it can work out really badly, right? Because you basically get yourself in a corner and you don't have an exit, right? So when I say, you know, have a exit or have a plan, a fallback plan is, you know, get your savings down, get your financial health down, get your mental and physical health down. Because if stuff does hit the fan, you can bounce back on those, right? You can bounce back on your family, your friends, your health, you know, whether it be exercising or your mental health or whatever it is, and also your financial side, right? So if you do lose your job, like, you have a backup to kind of give you the opportunity to kind of be safe, right? So again, I'm not telling you to be ultra safe. You don't have to walk around with bubble tape or bubble wrap around you, but kind of be mindful that, you know, hey, like, maybe this is not all going to work out. Maybe there is something that may go a little bit wrong. I'm not in control of the whole situation, so let me just have a outlook of a wider outlook of a situation where I may need, you know, a little bit of help. So that's another thing, right? Understand the risk and understand the things you can do to minimize that risk. Also understand, like, if you do something, you know, what are you going to get out of it, right? Is it something that is going to push you to the next level? And that's an analysis that you have to take, right? Like if you've been single for a few years, is getting into a relationship, even if it doesn't work out, going to help you learn a lot of things about yourself and about how you deal with other people? You know, I was in a relationship. It didn't work out. Really tough for me. But at the end of the day, it really made me a better person in a lot of ways. And it really allowed me to see the things I needed to work on with myself and how I deal with others. And it's still a work in progress. But a lot of times you get into situations, and sometimes even when they don't work out, you learn a ton. So be ready for that as well. And I think the third, fourth, I kind of have added here ones here and there is listen to your gut, listen to your mind, and listen to your, you know, overall instincts. Because I think our body absorbs more than we think. And I think that allows us to kind of have an understanding over time of ourselves and what we can do and what we really can't do. So, you know, certain situations you can kind of feel it out and kind of say like, hey, like I have a bad feeling about this. I don't think it's really going to be 100%. Now, sometimes you may say, you know what, the risk is worth it to kind of get into it. But sometimes you say to yourself like, hey, like my mind and my past self and my experience is telling me like, hey, like I need to take a step back and not do this. So it's not a bad thing to listen to your gut and listen to your overall, you know, experience in the past, because your past can teach you things. As much of a fan I am of living in the present and working towards the future and not letting the present hold you down, the present is a gift in a lot of ways. Sorry, the past is a gift in a lot of ways, because it can teach you a lot that you didn't know, you know, until that happened. So, you know, don't be afraid to look into the past a little bit and learn from that. You sometimes can find a lot of similarities from a lot of different situations, right? Like if you did certain things that didn't work out, maybe don't do that again. If you did things that did work, maybe do that again. So don't be afraid for that to be a learning lesson for you as well. And again, I think the fifth one, and you know, I think I've added more, but is kind of just let go sometimes and live life. I think that's something that I want to try to do more of, but I don't think I do enough of, and I don't think a lot of people do enough of, even especially those who want to be successful and are hard workers. I think people sometimes are scared to kind of let go and just go with the flow and try things. You know, they're you know, oftentimes people come up with a lot of reasons to be anxious and to be negative, and that kind of holds them back from actually trying really cool things. So for me, like, certain things scare me, certain things make me nervous, and I've really tried to work on just letting go and just kind of going with the flow and saying to myself, like, if something is going to happen, if something negative is going to happen, you know, it's going to happen, right? Like, am I going to live my life and not try things? Am I going to live my life and miss opportunities to do amazing things with amazing people and achieve amazing things? You know, again, I always say to myself, if I'm doing this podcast, you know, quite often, I'm doing these videos quite often, and, you know, they could be a waste of time. I could be wasting 20 minutes of my life. And all these, you know, shows adding up, it could be a waste. But I don't know that. And if it is, then it is. I've tried my best. I put my best effort in. And I need to stay true to myself and be positive, right? Control my perspective. So I would say, like, your perspective should be, I'm living this one life. How do I know if I don't know? Like, how do I know if I don't try, if I don't do something? And what I want to also preface that with is that you should be trying things, right? You should be taking risks. You should be getting out of your comfort zone. I'm all for that. But at the same time, if you have the ability to think slowly versus fast, I think that's so much more powerful. And I think you can make much more calculated decisions and also control your perspective in a better manner, right? Instead of just, you know, doing what everyone else is doing or doing everything that you feel like you need to do, right? I think, like, for example, like, I didn't go to a named brand school. I went to a state school. It's a great school. Instinctively, I would have probably gone to a named school, spent a lot of money, gone into debt, and I didn't do that. And in the moment, it felt very daunting. I didn't really know if I was making the right decision, but then I did. I'm living at home right now. I'm looking for an apartment to move out. It's been 3 years. In the present, like, want to move out. I want to, you know, be my own place. But in the long term, I'll probably say to myself, like, hey, been able to save a lot of money, been able to spend some time with my family, been able to focus on, you know, really important things in my life. This is great, right? So again, like, you have to trust yourself and trust yourself that whatever does happen, in the end, that you will come out stronger and better, and it is going to be positive. So always have a positive mindset to your decisions, right? Even if it doesn't go well, right? You could get into career, you could get into relationship, you could get into any kind of situation that goes south and it's awful. But again, it's not what happens, it's how you look at it and how you deal with it, right? It's all your perspective. So this is, again, just a preface to making a decision. But in the end of the day, any decision you make, whatever that is in life, needs to be faced with a positive attitude and the controlling of your perspective. So that's what I want to really leave you with. You know, focus on your perspective, focus on how you look at things, right? Don't make rash decisions, make calculated decisions, make, you know, mindful decisions, but also be realistic with yourself and say, hey, you are living one life and you may not get this opportunity again. So maybe don't throw it away. Maybe go for it and just see where it goes. And again, have the mindset that the mindset you have going into it, that positive and optimistic mindset, and that the discipline mindset will not change. You are going to continue to control your perspective. And if you do that, I think whatever decision you make, wherever life goes, I think you'll be okay, even though it's sometimes a little bit bumpy. So again, control your perspective and be optimistic and be mindful, because I think in the end of the day, that will get you where you want to go. Thank you so much for listening again to my podcast. Really appreciate it. If you do listen to it, I would really appreciate you subscribing and also leaving a review. You know, I'm getting, you know, not that many listeners, but it's kind of growing, and I really appreciate it. But if I get like more likes and more followers and more reviews, then it gets more popular, and, you know, hopefully I can, you know, kind of increase, the standard of this, because I really enjoy doing this. But again, this is a perfect example. I made a decision to do this. I don't know where it's going to take me, but I'm having a positive, optimistic, and disciplined mindset. That's the only thing you can do. Control what you can control, and that is your perspective. Thank you so much for your time.